This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Monday, March 19th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger.
What's going on is the World Water Forum, which is run by the commercial, the World Bank and the companies, and there's an alternative World Water Forum, which is run by the unions and civil society.
That is David Boies, the Deputy General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI is the global union which represents public sector unions at the world level. It represents some 20 million workers in 150 countries. I talked to Mr. Boies as unions and other organizations were preparing for the World Water Forum in Brazil. The forum is being held just before World Water Day on March 22nd. The issue of access to safe, affordable water is in the headlines at the moment because Cape Town, South Africa is experiencing a water crisis which may see its people lose access to water as early as next year. I asked Mr. Boies about what is happening in Brazil this week.
Okay, so there's two events in Brazil, Mark. They're both in Brasilia, the capital. One is what we call the Commercial World Water Forum, and this is an organization that tries to bring together a whole range of actors interested in water. But the problem is that it's set up by the two French water companies and the World Bank, and they're fundamentally interested in protecting capital's access to water. 15 years ago, they were interested in making sure that there was the political freedom to privatize water systems, water supply and wastewater treatment. But now it's got even deeper as a whole range of companies understand that water is essential to their profits. So the Commercial World Water Forum is mainly designed to create the political environment in which capital can control water. To the extent, for example, where Nestle and Coca-Cola are apparently going to Brazil with a plan to privatize one of the world's biggest aquifers, the Guarani. Now, there's a second meeting going on at the same time, and it's the one where PSI will be spending most of its time, and it's called the Alternative World Water Forum. And there, it's trade unions, it's environmentalists, it's social activists, it's the religious community, a whole range of actors saying, we have to act to protect our planet, our water, and our people. So they'll be looking at, and will be looking at, issues of blocking the privateers, bringing back public ownership and management, how to have better public management, but also things like extractive industries. How many mines pollute the watersheds just for profit? How do we deal with a whole range of issues around water, including cultural issues, religious issues?
Is access to safe, affordable water becoming more difficult?
Well, it's impossible to say that it's more or less. It depends on country. It depends on even city. You see that Cape Town in South Africa is about to declare zero day when their reservoirs all run dry. So I would say for Cape Town, it's become more difficult. Is that an impact of climate change? Is it an impact of mismanagement? Is it an impact of lack of investment? But for Cape Towners, absolutely more difficult. In some countries, in some cities, it's becoming better because there is investment, there is proper management, there's a lot of work being done to ensure that the poor get access to water.
Safe and affordable drinking water has been declared one of the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. What are some of the challenges faced in achieving this goal?
Let me just say, Mark, that the attainment of that goal is a big victory for a lot of social movements. It's built on the victory in 2010 of having the UN General Assembly declare access to water and sanitation as human rights. The challenges, of course, of universal access is you have to invest a lot of money to bring safe and affordable water to people's houses. And there's well over a billion people on this planet who don't have safe and affordable water in their house.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.